From birth to eternity is a very short distance. Your life is like a story told. Psalms 90, verses 9 and 10. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Once upon a time lived you, and your story has been and is being written. Every thought and deed is recorded. Jesus said in Matthew 12:35 and 36, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. If you live 70 years, you will have lived 25,550 days, or the number of seconds in 7 hours. If you are 65 years old, you have 1,825 days left, or amount of seconds in 34 minutes, and then time will be no more. Psalms 90, verse 12, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Every thought and deed being recorded and the reality of the brevity of this life are intimidating ideas. Jesus said in Luke 8:17, for nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. There are thoughts and deeds that everyone is less than proud of, and prior to salvation, a host of them. But thanks be to God that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth the born again from all sin, guilt, and shame included. Have you been born again? Are you ready to begin a brand new life? Would you like to trade in your very short life for eternal life in Christ Jesus? Today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Genesis chapter 6, verses 7 through 22, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begat 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons, and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, 2 of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. Of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, 2 of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Man said, I am the captain of my ship. There is no God of the Bible. Man created God as his crutch to navigate through tough times. The educated don't need him. Now the record. This is God Said, Man Said, feature article 559 that proves once again the full veracity of the Word of God. These faith-building features are archived in text and streaming audio for your edification and for ammunition in the battle for the souls of men. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Welcome to God Said, Man Said. May the face of our God shine upon you with light and truth. So many things, billions, even innumerable, shout absolutely yes to the miraculous story of Noah's Ark. The mountain of evidence for it continues to grow, yet skeptics and vociferous challengers still manage to cling on. At the end of this article, we will list a link to Noah features and related subjects for your perusal, all whose evidence shouts yes. Paleontology says yes. Archaeology says yes. Geology says yes. Nearly 500 ancient societal records say yes. Ancient history says yes. Fish fossils on every mountain peak say yes. Flood strata covering 75% of the earth say yes. Billions of fossils buried by water action say yes. Dinosaurs say yes. Soft tissue and dino bones says yes. The Grand Canyon says yes. The reemergence of global catastrophism says yes, etc. All yes. Carnal academia must resist Noah at all costs, for if they yield to the amazing accumulation of evidence that certifies Noah, they have lost all. Their ungodly educations, their ungodly careers, their ungodly universities, their ungodly textbooks, videos, publications, theories of evolution, etc., are all gone. Then it's how to pay the mortgage, how to be gainfully employed, producing something of real value. If Noah is true, and he is, they are in a heap of trouble. No, heaps upon heaps. But it doesn't end there. Now something else sets in. Soon coming judgment day, when the God of Noah sits upon his throne, and all men stand before him to give an account of their deeds and how they have handled the issue of the blood of Jesus Christ. This is more than the ungodly can endure. Dr. J.D. Morse, in the November 2011 issue of Acts and Facts, discusses Noah, the global Genesis flood, and the Babylonian record known as the Epic of Gilgamesh, which tells a story similar to the record of Noah in Genesis. Some skeptics scurrying around to find cover claim that Moses got his information from the Babylonians. Therefore, his writings in Genesis were not the first-hand eyewitness account given unto him by God. The Epic of Gilgamesh has an estimated age of about 1800 B.C., or approximately 500 years after the flood, which allows plenty of time for liberties to be taken and distortions to accumulate from the original account. The following paragraphs are from Dr. Morris's feature article, Genesis, Gilgamesh, and an Early Flood Tablet. Unknown to most archaeologists, however, is an even earlier flood tablet. It was discovered in the ancient Babylonian city of Nippur in the 1890s. The tablet was so encrusted that its value was not immediately recognized, but by 1909, Dr. Hermann Helpstrich had discerned the figures and translated the text. Given the catalog designation CBM 13532, it dates from about 2200 BC or soon after the flood itself. More importantly, while the differences between Genesis and Gilgamesh are striking, the similarities between Genesis and this tablet are obvious. There is no detail that differs from Genesis, and nothing extra is added. Helprecht's translation reads as follows, with damaged sections reconstructed by Fritz Hommel and unreadable portions of the text noted. The springs of the deep will I open. A flood will I send which will affect all of mankind at once. But seek thou deliverance before the flood breaks forth. For over all living beings, however many there are, will I bring annihilation, destruction, ruin. Take wood and pitch and build a large ship. Cubits be its complete height. A houseboat shall it be, containing those who preserve their life, with a strong roof cover it. The ship which thou makest, take into it the animals of the field, the birds of the air, and the reptiles, two of each, instead of their whole number, and the family of the, and of course the translation stops. This clear text stands as both a confirmation of Scripture and a condemnation of liberal scholarship. It so clearly undermines the critical view that it never sees the light of day. Professor Helprecht himself was hardly a defender of Scripture, yet he was a recognized expert in ancient languages. His translation originally caused quite a storm of controversy among academics, for it undercut their position that Genesis carries no authority, but no challenge was ever levied against his translation. Nevertheless, it remains hidden today. Few know of the tablet or of its strong testimony to Scripture's authority. End of quote. Noah is true, all right, every jot and tittle. The ungodly are in for a very rude awakening at a soon coming judgment day. Jude, verses 14 and 15. Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. God's word is true and righteous altogether. The saints will never be ashamed to have trusted in God and his Bible. God said, Matthew chapter 24, 36 through 42, But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. Man said, I am the captain of my ship. There is no God of the Bible. Man created God as his crutch to navigate through tough times. The educated don't need him. Now you have the record.